okay, I went to this comic convention today. No, I did.
What
is a local Vancouver sort of comic convention where there's like local creators and then some also dudes selling toys and fucking shit.
Do they have any Simpsons toys, dude? Do they have any Simpsons toys?
No, I did buy you a nice circa 1990 Archangel X-Men doll with shooting missiles. And missiles that shoot out of his wings.
They don't really shoot out. You have to flick them out.
Yeah, well, you know. And then there was also Age of Apocalypse Wolverine. You know, he's missing the hand, right?
Right.
So you had like a hand attachment that you could have the claws, but then he also got like a pickaxe. I'm like, what is this? This isn't...
What the hell would he use that for? Was he a...
He never had a pickaxe. Well, yeah, but like he didn't have attachments. Like, come on. What do you think this is?
I drew Archangel one time when I was a kid, and man, is that it's costume hard. Ridiculously hard to draw.
And also ugly.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, okay, so anyway, at the comic convention, right. I bought a mini comic off Robin Bougie, mm-hmm. and he put out one that was all sort of his daily grind. Iron Man Challenge comics, spectacular.
They had that at Quimby's in Chicago.
They had what?
Robin's his daily grind comic.
Really?
Yeah.
It's called Poop?
Yep.
And they had through that it.
And I was like,
oh, no way.
Wow, I already read all this shit months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, anyways, I bought it. And he still charged me full price, which is $4, which is, I think, a little bit much.
That is highway rapery.
Fred Grissom gave me a free mini comic. I was like, Grissom?
You don't say the L at all?
Grissom?
Yeah.
Grissom? I don't know.
Doesn't he do the award-winning Hate Song?
Hate Song. Yeah, it's a good comic. Apparently someone's husband loves it, I heard. I don't know. Anyway. And it's evil and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, Fred, I was like, okay, Fred, I'm going to buy this comic off you. He's like, no, you can just have it. It's, you know, we're buds. And like, I'm like, oh, well, wow. That's very nice of you. And I turned around. Because Robin Bougie was sharing a table with him. And I go, oh, okay, well, I think I'll buy this too, because, I don't know, it's cool, and I like your comics, and we're buds and all those. And he's like, all right, $4, please. So, yeah, full price. Fucker. Anyway, and so his comic is called Poop.
Yeah.
It's not particularly about poop, but that's just what it's called. Right. And then I took it downstairs in the hall that we were in, and I had a poop, and I read his comic called Poop.
Wow.
And, if you know, I gotta say, if you're going somewhere and you're gonna need to take a dump, comic convention that's having people selling zines and stuff, that's the place to do it.
I agree.
50 cents, dollar, you get yourself a zine, you go down and take a dump, you have reading material, it's like...
And yeah. Wiping material.
Well, yeah, and also you don't feel guilty like you do when you go to, like, Chapters or Borders or... what's your big bookstore? Barnes and Noble. Nobot. You know, and you take a book into the toilet and you feel kind of guilty about it. None of that when you buy a zine for.
They won't let you. There's guards posted.
Really?
There's signs and heavy fines to be levied against one who.
Why don't they just leave a copy of something in there?
Why don't they just have a toilet on the sales floor?
Why doesn't everyone just wear adult diapers at all times?
Or just assless pants? No, all floors should be steel grates, and then.
What if I'm going for a jog?
Do you think you can shit while jogging? There was that one jackass where a guy tried shitting.
Yeah,
running
it doesn't
speed.
Work. It doesn't work.
How do you know?
Because I saw it.
Do you think I should shit myself for April Fool's? I'm wondering what I should do for, you know, for Heather's big April Fool's joke, and I'm thinking
what's April Fool's?
What's April Fool's? Ack, ack, ack. You serious?
What?
Are you serious?
April what?
April Fool's?
What fools?
April Fool's.
What?
What?
Yeah, you know, we have that. That was my early joke on you.
No, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
You got a real genuine laugh out of me.
Good.
I'm sure the crowd, as dispersed as it though, it may also be.
Am? What?
Yeah. I'm sure the crowd is rolling in laughters.
Ruffle.
Ruffle. They're ruffling right now.
Ruffle, ruffle.
They're totally lolling and ruffling.
They're totally hamburgled.
They're like, Stifu.
See, that's why you don't say things that people tell you.
I don't think there's a single thing on the internet that's a real word.
Well, and plus, not only is it not a real word, it's not even a real legitimate thing that you're doing. Someone's like, lol, and you're like, you're not, how are you rolling on the floor when, how are you typing this? You are a liar. You're full of shit.
You know the secret, but this is going to be the, okay, right now, this is the first retelling of some shit that you know that I'm saying that is solely intended for the listening audience.
You know what? There's a good chance that I forgot. My memory is shit.
No, you fucking remember this, dude. Okay. There's no way. Okay. There's no way you forget.
Fine.
One time, about 1,000 years ago, the day after I met Brian, that's a lie. The day after we met, not true, we tried out webcams. That part's true. And I was on the webcam on my wife's laptop, and he said some shit.
Your wife's lap.
On my wife's lap. I was sitting on my wife's lap.
Off of your wife's lap.
On the webcam, and she loved it. No, he said some shit that was kind of funny about, like, Frankenberry or some shit.
Probably.
And I...
And your wife was like, ooh, who's that?
She's always like, who's that? She calls you my boyfriend all the time, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have no name to my wife. You're my boyfriend.
Well, at least I'm not a robot.
That's true. Though, I was kind of delusional at one point. I thought, like, fuck, man, all the chat shit is fake. It's all robots. Like, I'm talking to some chat program.
I'm an operator, actually, right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like an operator. Is that from the Matrix?
No, okay, fuck it. And so, anyway, what?
Oh, yeah, so you said some shit. You were like, dude, Frankenberry's
totally
gay.
Are you going to tell, like, a funny thing that I said?
No.
I love it when people do it, because, you know, I always forget. Oh, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I love that.
I don't remember the shit. It wasn't even that funny. Okay, and that's why this is the crux of this whole deal. Shit.
You blew it.
No, okay. I didn't blow it.
Your wife and...
Right. She's irrelevant. Don't tell her I said that. No, she's irrelevant to this story.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
I was on her laptop, and that's why it's important, because I was sitting somewhere else. That's not important either. Anyway, I was on the webcam and you said some shit like, blah, 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 Frankenberry. And I said, LOL. And you said, you're not laughing out loud, I can see you. And I was actually making my traditional stone face. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
You fucking liar. You can't pull that shit on a webcam.
Nope. That's why we don't do that anymore.
That's right. Yeah, you know...
Plus it hogs system resources, that's why.
Well, there's always that, too. And I can't download my torrents.
Yeah.
My Jonathan torrents.
Torrents, California.
It's a joke for all the Canadians in the house.
Yeah, that's why I had to cover it with the California thing, because Jonathan Torrents, I don't know who that is.
Mrs. Torrents.
Mrs. Torrents.
You like that one?
Yeah.
There's a band called Mrs. Torrents. There used to be a band, Canadian band called Mrs. Torrents.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And... stuff, and the drummer went on to go into the Flashing Lights. He was an end.
We are talking about The Shining, right?
Shining.
The Shining?
I guess,
like that movie.
I've never seen it. See?
Are you serious?
No, check it out. See? Totally. I knew what Mrs. Torrents was, and I was like, hey, check it out. Mrs. Torrents. Man, reference. Man. And you're like, yeah, man. And I'm like, I've never seen that movie.
Well, good job.
Yeah, see? That's how it's done. I am all style, no substance.
You made this conversation a success by bringing back something from the yonder.
Yeah, that's what I'm all about, man. I know little snippets of things. I'm like, oh, check it out, blah, blah, blah. People are like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't actually know what I just said. I don't really know what that's all about. But I know the right thing to say at certain times.
You got the right stuff.
Sometimes. I got the touch and the power.
I love that song. But I love it in the context of the Transformers movie.
No. Oh.
What?
See, I haven't seen Boogie Nights either.
No, me neither. But
okay,
actually
I have.
What?
I actually have seen Boogie Nights.
Wool over my eyes.
Bougie Nights, actually, it's called. I'm sure that joke's been made 100 times, but I haven't heard it. So
that's
funny. Yeah, I've never said it.
Or just behind his back.
Well, I'm sure he's heard it. Because, I mean, there's only, like, 2 things you can really do with his name. You can call him, like, Boogie, or you can call him, like...
Booger.
No, that's pretty much it. Booger from Better Off Dead.
Bourgeoisie. Bourge. Beef bourguignon. Boof, I mean.
Beef bourguignon is Joseph Bergen.
Oh, yeah. And Corey D's nuts. McDaniel.
Yeah.
Yeah. D's. What do people call you, Brian?
I don't know. don't know. In high school, people used to call me Bookie or Book. But I mean, that's kind of like anybody in my family has Bookie. That nickname. No, with an F.
Boofy. What?
Boof from Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Remember Teen Wolf?
Oh, yeah.
The girl, her name was Boof. She was sort of like the girl, the girl that you hoped that... She was the friend you thought, like, oh, he should be with her because she's awesome. But she actually wasn't. Like,
Boof
well,
in the Bruise Crew.
And Styles.
Right.
Styles was the dude.
And then Maverick was in there. Right? Pilot Wolf?
Exactly.
Airwolf, that's what it was. You're thinking of Airwolf.
With Ernest. Maverick. Ernest Borg, 7 of 9.
Yeah.
My other favorite joke. Pretty much that joke, and anytime anyone says something about going dancing, I'm like, Ted Danson?
Oh, I say Ted Danson so much, it's lost all meaning.
I know. I just can't even, but I still say it every time. People are like, oh, ha.
Me too.
If it's someone I haven't met, they're like, that's fucking funny, dude. I'm like, yeah, I know. And then, but usually I don't know people who are new, and they're just like, fucking stop saying Ted Danson. It's retarded. It's not funny anymore. But I have to. It's my job.
I'm glad I don't have the telepathic ability to...
Yeah.
Sense internal eye rolls.
What? You have internal eyes?
No, I can't. I'm glad I can't
scent
tell when people
internal.
Are shit.
Oh, well, whatever. Who cares?
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Any of them. Line them up and fuck them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. with a dick.
Well, shit, we're at like 40 minutes now.
So?
What, you want to just keep going?
3 hours, man. It's Adam Carolla style.
Adam Curry.
What? Madam Curry?
Madam Curry. Yeah, Adam Curry invented the podcast, you know. I hate the name. I want to go to his house back in time. If I could go back in time and they were like, okay, well, someone's already killing Hitler. And...
No, but see, check it out. The reason if someone went back in time and killed a guy who was actually worse than Hitler... Right?
Yeah. No,
and so we were left with Hitler, who was not quite as bad as the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you think the other guy was? I think it was Thanos.
Unicron.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus. Some other comic book character. I don't know.
Chicken Apocalypse.
What?
Dude, I am such a Marvel fucking freak outer right now. I don't want to say Marvel Zombie because that's another product name.
It is.
But, well, that's what they call them. So I guess I am a Marvel zombie right now. I read this weekend 42 Marvel comics this weekend.
House of
House of
House of Bop.
And I haven't read a Marvel comic. I haven't read a comic. Even on, I haven't read my own comic in months.
You just draw them blindfolded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I type them.
You just assemble some words at random and.
I type at random and then I run a spell check.
Save it all backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
anything good?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was totally great. Like
Angel and the Ape, number 0. Oh, wait, that's DC.
Yeah. No, the House of was great. The Magneto and Scarlet Witch. And,
yeah, I started reading some of that, and I don't know. I start everything and never finish anything. And that's, you know, and that's how come I know so much about so many different things, but...
Just the beginnings.
Well, that's probably it.
I know everything about the first 10 minutes of every movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Up to the first commercial break.
Yeah.
Meh.
So, what was your favorite?
If I was
to pick up one comic, like, which is all I have time for, I can't be bothered to
Read the main storyline. Don't read any of the peripheral shit.
No,
just read
I mean,
the House of M.
Yeah, sure. No, it looks cool. But what other titles did you read that you thought were good?
Well, I read House of M. I mean, I read all the crossover shit.
Yeah. But that's all you read? You read 40 of those?
Yeah, that's all I read this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay. So you didn't read, like, Dare
Donkey? No. No, Hulk's main title was, like, intertwined with that. It was okay.
Darewolf.
Darewolf.
Okay.
Maverick was the name of that guy. I think Maverick's the best. Everything should have a Maverick in it. Every show, every movie should have a character named Maverick.
What about the movie Maverick?
No.
No.
No. If I could go back in time... Hitler was unavailable. Adam Curry wasn't taking my calls to not name it podcast. I would go back in time and somehow
kill him.
snafu the production of Maverick.
The but what?
What the fuck movie is Maverick? I don't even know. You haven't seen it.
Yeah, maybe no, you have seen it. Is that Western?
Oh. I thought it was a Tom Cruise movie.
Was it? No.
Because that's his name in the thing.
Shut up.
I don't know.
Shut up. You're so stupid.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to a Japanese restaurant for my birthday.
Are you
going to
take a Maverick Shaw?
Yeah. I'm going to take a Scrimshaw.
A Scrimshaw?
Yeah.
The Red Hot Scrimshaw?
Yeah.
Dude, see? See? Never heard that song.
What?
Didn't you write a song with that lyric?
Probably.
Yeah, and see, I haven't even heard it, and yet I know. You don't, but...
No.
Yeah, well.
Okay, songs. Shit, we should mention Spy vs. Pie at some point on this thing.
Is that how you pronounce that?
What? Versus? Viz? Spy vs. Pie.
I've only ever typed it before. Yeah. No, Spy vs. Pie. That's our band.
Spy vs. Pie. This is real. This is a thing.
It's a band.
We're conjuring it.
Mm-hmm. We've even recorded songs.
That's what this is all about.
A lot of songs. Quite a few, but not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah, some good ones. I was hearing them, and there's some good stuff. I kind of wish maybe we could go back in time and make them better in some ways, but whatever. That's
if only there were a way.
Well, if I gotta, never mind. I
think we should discuss that in a frank and open fashion. I know what you're referring
to. Travel?
What? No.
What songs could be better?
Your sound card, man.
Well, there's that.
We should put a buy it now button right under this.
Under what?
By listening to this, you are contractually obligated to chip into Brian's sound card fund.
Yeah, because my sound card can only sample properly at 48 mega doodads.
Megapixels?
Yeah, and the normal is 41? What? 44? 40, whatever it is, and I have to upsample. I have to sample at a higher rate just to get things to sync properly, and it causes a lot of problems. Because then, I don't know. Like, I mean, it is like whatever better quality or whatever, but it's bogus and non-standard and a waste of time. So if I do it at standard, everything's all fucking out of sync.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's not our sound.
No, and one song was ruined because of it. Do you remember that?
What one?
Firebomb.
Firebomb.
Because I sent you all my vocals for that, and you like tried to put them in, and they just didn't work.
Oh yeah, it sounded really sideways.
Cut them all up, and it ended up being a pretty cool song. But
what was the song where I took your main vocal and I just chopped the shit out of it?
Dog Without Warning. It turned into a sweet song because of it.
But the song you wrote was good too.
It was alright. I don't even remember it.
I think I finished that one while you were, like, out of town. I think you went to Merritt or something.
Yeah, that's right, I did. And you were like, I hope this is good. Because I didn't hear it before you submitted it. Because we did all these for a thing site called Songbite. I almost called it the other fight. But,
what?
You know.
Oh, right.
Stir fidget?
Yeah.
Stripe fidget?
Stir fry fight?
Yeah, exactly. stir fry versus pie.
Yeah, Songfight.
Songfight was just how we started doing that, because we thought, hey, let's write songs and then make each other do them, and we would do them individually, and we're like, hey, let's make a song together. And then it turned out that I could ride the coattails of Phil's musical ability to make songs that were better than what I could do on my own.
And what was good for me is I write in a very boxy cardboardulence kind of way.
Exactly,
and
like that. Brian, that's what the songs sound like.
You come up with I can't decide if I'm talking to you or if I look at
look at a picture of me and pretend that you're speaking of me as if I were dead.
Well, the way Brian's melodies, you said, no, I'm gonna look at I'm gonna pretend that I'm talking to Steve Martin and
Richard Martin.
No, I'm looking at it right now. Steve Martin and what's his name, John Candy.
Who's Canadian?
I'm telling them. All right, listen up, Steve Martin.
See, that's
John
what we're
Candy.
Like. You can be John Candy. No, wait. I want to be John Candy.
Yeah, I can be.
Yeah, see, that's how it is, right?
That doesn't work out good for you, though.
I'm not very fat. I don't have a mustache. I'm also not dead.
You remember that he has a mustache in this movie?
Yeah. Wow. He sells curtain ring things.
Yeah.
The movie being Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
So you have seen this one, then.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
But, yeah, no, your melodic sense, dude. Like, I don't have that. Like, you'll write a song that has, like, more than three notes in it, and I'll, like, write a song that's like,
But then I play a guitar solo that sounds like that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I think we're a good team.
And then don't record it because it's terrible. Well, yeah. And then we have a robot making drums.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing live drums, though. I mean, I got the drums set up and I got mics.
Did you play live? Yeah, you did. You played live drums the last one we did. It wasn't a real, like, real tune. It was like...
No, the Atomic
Henry song. I wrote for Crappin' Tom McHenry and Little Crappin' Sarah Bauer.
If you... Not you. Okay. I'm looking at Steve Martin. If Steve Martin hasn't read Tom McHenry's comics, then they're fucking up.
You know what? I haven't read them either.
What? No, I read them. I read the shit
out. I just reference them.
Really? You should read them, dude.
No. I read them, but the thing is that I kind of, in the last little while, have not been really reading anybody's anything. If it's not, like, two panels, I'm just like, oh, it's too much, I can't. And I've really been falling off the reading of anything wagon, and I just, yeah, I can't handle it right now. I don't know what it is. It's just, like, I'm turned off by people like, here, read this webcomic. No, I don't know what it is. I think it's me because I'm in mode where I'm like, I want to make a comic. I want to do my stuff and have other people read it.
Yeah.
I don't want to focus on reading other people's shit right now. I don't know. I just get in moods like that where I can't be bothered to do anything. But no, totally. Tom McHenry's genius.
He is. And he is fast, man. I watched him ink.
I thought you were going to say he was fat.
He is fat.
He's
as
so
dude. He
fat.
Is 1,700 pounds.
What a fat fuck.
I was standing in this apartment. I couldn't help it but walk in circles around him. I was compelled to walk in circles, gravitationally speaking.
Yeah.
Orbiting him in his living room. No, he's...
And also, there were several ham sandwiches floating around him. You thought, maybe yeah, I can get one of those. Maybe I'll try and grab one before...
I had moons.
Was into his armpit.
No, he's devastatingly handsome.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
I've seen pictures.
And
he's a good looking guy.
No, he is. Totally.
I do.
If I could go...
Back in time. To the point where you were a girl.
Right.
You would spread.
Exactly. I don't think I would do Tom as a gay, okay? But I would definitely do Tom as a
lady. Well,
because
he's not, and that wouldn't... Right. You don't want to force someone into something they're not into.
He'd make the stink face. That's his most unattractive face. I cataloged all of his faces while I was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard he laughs with his whole body.
Oh, he does.
Hmm.
There's the thrusting and hopping and everything.
Tell me more.
I think the best laugh I got out of him while we were there is when I told him that
his pants were on fire. His shirt was. Oh, fucking fucked up.
Irony is the new racism. That's what I told him.
Ironing is the new laundry.
Yeah.
Speaking of laundry, I fucking gotta do some laundry tomorrow. You know what I'm wearing right now for socks?
Bread bags.
Might as well. I have these
condoms.
What?
Condoms?
Condoms?
Yeah.
Jelly donuts. No. I got this like... Okay, my parents went to Australia like a while ago.
Right.
On a trip. And they brought me back like a t-shirt and all this kind of stuff. But they also, on the plane, got these little like gift pack kind of things. Like, it came with like a eye mask sleeper dealy.
Mask?
I have eye fold blind mask.
Oh.
Blind.
Little eye, big M ask.
Eyeball cover.
Oh, okay.
Eyeball. What do you call those things? Like, eye skirt.
Whoa.
No. Anyway, it came with like a blindfold
sleeping mask.
No, that's not what it is.
What?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's like for sleeping on the plane, it's like a.
Right.
Looks like goggles.
A slumber bright visor.
Do you remember that?
It's the brand name.
I really shouldn't even. Okay, do you remember that episode of Muppet Babies where Kermit was having like problems sleeping or something? And do you remember Muppet Babies?
Oh, of course.
Okay, well, I'm embarrassed now for whatever reason. You should be embarrassed too.
What? It's a great cartoon.
Yeah, but all right. Anyway, and. He was like, pardon me.
Take that, Kermit. You got a cough. Idiot.
That's right. You got a...
Just Kermit. Now you, I'm not calling you an idiot. That'd be
no,
harsh.
I know. And anyway, he was having problems sleeping or something, and he had one of those, like, eye mask blindfold things, whatever.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't even him at all. Anyway, whoever put it on,
Ralph,
there would be, like... Yeah, it might have been. Robin Bougie calls him Ralph.
Dumb.
Yeah, no, he's stupid.
You hear that,
anyway,
Robin? You're dumb.
He puts the mask on, and there's, like, these creepy, like, non-animated, like, live, like, movie footage from the 40s or something, and, like, old, kind of creepy black and white of, like, evil eyes, like, looking at him. And, like, every time he... Yeah, that kind of stuck with me. Muppet Babies. Yeah. Remember that great cartoon Gobot Babies?
Yeah, that was one of your best trips. That was one of your most recent trips, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's...
One of my best Muppet Babies memories, man, is I was watching this tape of the Muppet Babies because my dad recorded a shitload of cartoons for me and my brother to watch on the VCR there. And I was pushing some button on the VCR remote, and I accidentally recorded a second of... No, worse than porno. 16 Candles. I recorded just a quick second of 16 Candles.
What do you mean worse? It's the same. For me.
That's what I meant.
Molly Ringwald.
Was she in that?
16 Candles?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I only watch it for the John Hughes parts.
What?
But yeah, so there's like a little quick second of 16 Candles on this Muppet Babies. And I was always just like, fuck, I hope my dad doesn't watch this Muppet Babies and find out that I recorded over the Muppet Babies. Like,
maybe that was a big
deal,
saw.
But I don't think it was a
maybe
big deal.
Maybe that like live footage of the evil eyes was actually
well, I loaned you that tape.
When we were 8?
Yeah. Well, when we
and
were
was
8.
You were 8 and I was 7. Wait, how old were we? No, Muppet Babies, we were 15.
We were both 15 when Muppet Babies was conjured.
And we were both watching it.
Yeah.
And your brother was 30.
Right. And he came over.
No, okay. So anyway, back to
the
eye mask thing. No, okay. Just never mind about my baby.
Shit
now.
Cannot start with I anymore. That's it.
Okay.
Because you say it and I read it in my brain as, you know,
boss.
The
me want raise. Me or else me quit. Okay.
Yeah.
Stupid. All right.
Stupid.
But. Okay, yeah, I know. My parents got the thing, and they gave me this little pack from Qantas. Qantas?
Yeah,
Airlines?
Sure. There's a sign.
This doesn't
episode.
Have a U in it. Qantas.
Right. No, it's Qantas, though.
Qantas. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Dude, I'm editing that shit the fuck out.
Oh, sorry.
You can't say... We can't say the C word, we can't say the MFC word, and we can't say the HRDFC
MFC,
word.
Motherfucking cunt?
Yeah. What, dude? My editing finger is going to break.
And what's the other one? High definition cunt? What did you just say?
I feel like I said HDFRC. But, okay.
High resolution.
Yeah.
Okay. Human resource cunt. Manager. What? Okay. Hopefully no one can search this and see that I'm a bad employee for saying that. Okay, no, let me finish the story before I forget.
All right.
I won't forget. It's because they're on my feet.
So Ross was wearing the eye mask on his feet on Qantas.
And it also came with a pair of socks, which is like a totally cool idea. Because like if you're on the plane and like to Australia, it's a long way or whatever.
Right.
They give you like some socks to put on. Like,
so you're wearing socks.
I'm wearing socks that came from the airline.
Dude,
and
you just
really
asked me, guess what I'm wearing instead of socks? No, you said guess what I'm wearing.
But
you said four socks, so I guess
on my
socks
feet.
Are socks.
Did I say that? Oh, shit. Okay, well, anyway,
I should have guessed
barely socks.
Socks.
They're barely socks, dude. I might as well be wearing pantyhose on my feet. Like, they're really thin and really nylon-y, and they're just tubes. They don't have the heel built in or anything like that, and they're kind of one-size-fits-all, but not unless you're maybe, like, a teenage girl, because they're pretty small and like they barely cover my ankles.
Teenage girls?
Yeah, they're really bad.
They don't cover your ankles. I one time went to work. I used to work at this place that was next to a bowling alley, and I went there and I had dirty feet that day. I didn't take a shower, and my feet were bugging me because I could smell them through my boots. Not through my boots, but coming out my boot holes. So I went and bought socks at the bowling alley, and that was a pretty cool idea. I patted myself on the back, and then
that's
on
pretty
feet.
Smart that a bowling alley would sell socks.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I really would never do that.
You should ask.
Before I've been bowling alley twice.
Did you still do that?